The first wine I ever tasted was Concord Grape Passover wine. Even kids get a few sips of it at the holiday Seder. It was years before I understood how anyone could enjoy a glass of wine. Does Passover wine have to be so sweet? Apparently not. Tomorrow night is the first night of Passover, and now on many Seder tables, you'll find more sophisticated wines. Earlier today, I phoned Josh Wesson from the Wine and Food Companion in New York. I asked him what makes a wine kosher for Passover.
A lot of people think that kosher wines are blessed into their state of kosherness, but in fact, it's very simple. What you have to do to make a kosher wine is handle the grapes in a special way. The grapes have to be handled by Sabbath observant Jews. And from the moment that they're picked, to the moment that they're pressed, to the moment that they're fermented and finally aged and bottled, they have to be picked, squeezed, stomped on, marinated, and poured by Sabbath observant Jews.
And why is it that so many of the kosher for Passover wines that Americans are used to are so thick and sweet?
Well, I think that there was a tradition in Europe of serving sweet fruit wines that weren't made from grapes, made from all different kinds of fruit. If you can imagine fruit liqueurs that were kosher served during Passover holidays. And when European families emigrated to the United States, they didn't have access to these sweet brandies, fruit brandies. So they tried to come up with the closest thing that they could to the sweet fruit brandies, and they created a demand for sweet kosher wines that were delivered in the form of Concord grape wines, grape-based wines that were used for making lots of different inexpensive wine, but not kosher wine. There's nothing kosher about a Concord grape. It was a native grape that was growing here when the Indians were here, and the demand made by these Europeans that had moved to the States for a sweet drink compelled companies to produce sweet wine.
Does it seem to you that at a lot of seders now there's dry wine being served in America?
I think that you know, the traditional seder plate has remained pretty much the same in the States, and you'll always find traditional wines at most Passover tables. But those aren't the wines that people are drinking. Almost all the celebrations that I've been to in the last 15, 20 years, and all of my friends who are celebrating Passover, have sweet wine on hand for the tradition of the sweet wine, but they drink the dry stuff. They have both.
So are there dry kosher wines that are being imported into the United States that didn't used to come here?
Yeah, there are dry kosher wines that have been made for years and years throughout the winemaking regions of the world, and those wines are beginning to come to the States because there's such a demand here for upscale kosher products. And if you go into a wine store that has a reasonable selection of kosher wines, you'll find wines from California, and you'll find wines from New York, and wines from Israel, and wines from Spain and Germany. And you could name any region in France, and there's some kosher wine being produced there.
So what will you be drinking for the Seder?
I am drinking California Chardonnay from Hagafa, 1989. I recently tasted about 75 or 80 different whites and reds and rosés, kosher wines from around the world, and that was one of my favorites. I also had a wonderful red wine from Israel made by a winery called Yarden, and all of the top Israeli wineries are located in the Golan Heights. I don't know what they do during the war, what they did during the war, but during peacetime, they make pretty good wine, and that the Cabernet that comes out of the Golan Heights from Yarden and the Merlot that comes from Yarden are both wonderful wines.
Is the price range of the kosher wines comparable to the price range of your regular table wines?
You pay a little bit of a premium for good quality dry kosher wines because the demand is simply not as great as it is for dry wines that aren't kosher. And when I say a little bit of a premium, maybe a dollar or two more a bottle. But you're not going to pay a heroic amount of money for dry kosher wine. And the wines that I'm going to be drinking this Passover are all around $15 or less.
Can you get something decent for under 10?
Yeah, there are a couple of very, very good wines. In fact, there's a fantastic red wine from an up-and-coming part of France called the Minervois. And the name of this wine is Chateau Rez. And it retails in New York for between $6 and $7. It's a 1989 Chateau Rez. And that is one of the tastiest wines, whether it's kosher or not, that I've had for $7 in the last year. There's a very, very nice Sauvignon Blanc that comes from Yarden, which goes for about $10 or $11. It's a 1989, and it's made in Israel. It tastes like wonderful California Sauvignon Blanc.
Josh Wesson is co-editor of the Wine and Food Companion.